Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Welcome to a bonus edition of the Iditapod. I've always wanted to do that. Yes, this is a bonus episode. We are going to be trying a little experiment here today. We had three pretty good interviews, I felt like, from Zachariah Hughes up in Rainy Pass. And I thought, let's just put those on the internet and see what happens. Just trying a little experiment here. So let us know what you think. Write us at iditarod@alaskapublic.org. I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/KCGROVE. That's KC Grove. And, you know, if you like the idea, let us know. If you think it's dumb, just keep that to yourself. Just kidding. You can let us know if you think it's dumb, too. The first one is Fairbanks musher Jesse Royer. The second is Matt Hall. And the third is Linwood Fiedler. These are from Rainy Pass. They're just full interviews, back to back to back. Again, Jesse Royer, Matt Hall, and Linwood Fiedler, in that order. Anyway, here's Zachariah and Jesse Royer.
I'm just curious how it's been so far taking care of 14 instead of 16.
Oh, well, it's always going to be easier. You got two less. But do I prefer 14 over 16? No. I still like 16. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to be a little easier because you got two less dogs.
Have you felt it on the uphills coming up here yet?
Not so far because it's been such a fast trail. You know, I mean, I guess if it was a really slow, deep trail, you'd probably feel it, but it's been so fast that not yet.
And just has it been this kind of packed down and slick the whole time, or was it sugary out near Squintna?
I would have to say it was really soft and rough and deep getting to Yentna. Really slow, the first 40, but then, I don't know, the river got a little better towards Squintna, and then it's really, since Squintna to Finger, it's really been pretty good.
And are you, I mean, does it give you pause to rest your dogs before going through the gorge and all the technical part? Or, I mean, how do you manage a fully rested team going through all those, all that driving?
Well, my team is pretty, I'd have to say my team is pretty controlled anyway. But it's going to be a couple hours run from here till we hit the pass, and like 3 hours before we hit the gorge, so it's not like it's going to be right out of the chute. And then I don't stop until we get out of it all, so I do it all in one run. Because otherwise, if you stop and roam, you're leaving with a fresh team right away on the buffalo tunnels, which is even worse.
Really?
Oh yeah.
How come?
Buffalo tunnels is always worse than the gorge.
Even with, I mean, they're saying it's like better snow than I think most people have seen in a while there. But
then if that's the case, then that's great. Then it'll make it not too bad. But if it's no snow, then it's always worse.
Is that just because there's tons of tussocks and stuff that you're trying to?
Yeah, there's a lot of hills and ice and all the old burns, stumps.
Buffaloes, of course.
I've only seen the buffalo once in all the years I've ever done it, but which my dogs are used to seeing buffalo down in Montana. They don't really care about that, but
are the buffaloes used to seeing sled dogs?
They see them and they just take off running. I've never had an issue with them being aggressive or anything. I guess some ushers have, but I never have. Every time I've seen them, they just take off running. But yeah, I think it's more or less just the hills and the ice, you know, and the stumps, and you can't control the team on bare dirt and ice. So I think that's the big part of, that's the biggest part.
It seems like you got a pretty little sled. Are you just kind of going checkpoint to checkpoint for this first part, or?
Little sled, everybody thought it looked pretty bloated. But I got everything in there I need. Yeah, and I camped out with it. I can put everything for a camp out in it.
You're like a much more efficient packer than I am, I guess.
Maybe.
My last question, just what you're listening to in your earbuds.
Oh, probably everything. Yeah, probably mostly country or Christian, but there's a little bit of everything on there. I have friends that just piled all kinds of stuff on there, so there's stuff I don't even know what it is.
And are you going to take a nap, or are you just going to chores and just bide your time.
Oh, I'll hopefully get a nap at some point here.
Good luck, Jesse. Thanks a lot. I saw you come in yesterday at Squinton, and then you said you were going to go in a camp like a half mile down the trail. How'd that work out?
Yep. Great. Worked out really good, actually. It was nice and quiet, and the dogs and I got some really good sleep. The plan was to do the exact same thing here, actually, go just like a mile down the trail. But I needed a vet to look at a couple of these guys, so I figured we'd just hang out here. Little noisy, but they rest good.
Was that so your plan was to just kind of go right through and then make it up and over the pass, or camp out along the trail again?
Oh, just camp, not even a mile out of here, because it was already a long run into here. So just like the last place, you know, just grabbing stuff and not going more than a couple miles, because at that point you're carrying a lot of weight. So yeah, the only reason for it is just to be quiet and calm.
And what were the dog problems that the vet took a look at? Anything serious or pretty minor?
Yeah, pretty minor. Just a toenail and a wrist that both needed some antibiotics. I didn't have with me, so needed to stop for those. So yeah, super minor, and dogs would be good to go after a rest here.
Do you feel like your kind of quest experience and a lot of that training makes it a little easier for you to just blow through the checkpoints and kind of do your rest schedules out and about?
I mean, for sure it helps me. Exactly, we're used to camping on the trail. We've got it down pretty good. You know, the dogs are in rhythm of it coming off of quest too. You know, they know run, rest, eat. They've got it down pretty good. So yeah, it doesn't matter too much where we camp out. But yeah, the trail's nice. And
How has the trail been coming up here? I mean, was it this kind of packed and firm?
The last run into here was amazing. It was great. Yeah, really, really hard trail, fast, easy going. The first day out of the start was pretty soft. So that was a slog. But yeah, coming into here is great. It's definitely an advantage being towards the front early on, just because of that. You know, you get 20,000 dog feet over it and 50 sleds, and you know, it starts getting softer and softer then as the heat of the day comes on too. So yeah, it's kind of a absolutely perfect time getting in here. We'll be kind of leaving at the end of the heat of the day, but then it sets us up great for a night run, a rest at night, and then another run, you know, into the morning hours, like we did today. So it's kind of like a perfect schedule at the moment.
You did it last year, I mean, through the gorge and all that, but does it give you any pause kind of going through the more technical sections with a fully rested team?
Yes and no. I mean, you want the dogs, you know, geared down just a little bit. So that's why a lot of us do some longer runs here in the beginning. Normally, like in quest or whatnot, I don't start out doing, you know, a couple 70s back to back. But it's kind of ideal for here, you know, going down the steps that we just did, and then hitting the gorge next out of here, to have those couple longer runs and kind of get the dogs geared down. I'm a little more, have a better advantage over that, having dogs that have came off the quest, so they kind of find their rhythm a little quicker. And then the downside is I don't have the speed that the other teams do. So, you know, when everybody else takes a 6-hour rest, I take a 5-hour rest. So, you know, I'm not the fastest team on the trail, but they get into their rhythm and off they go.
What's your goal for your team, this Iditarod? I mean, hard to do much better than fifth in the quest and then turn around and do another race and finish, but, you know, what are you aiming for?
Right. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I want to do good, of course. I want to do great. But man, you know, the competition is super steep. There's some incredible teams out here.
Speaking of.
yeah, right. So, yeah, I try not to go into races with goals, because if you don't have goals, then every finish is success and an accomplishment. So I try not to have goals, and we just go and we see what we end up with.
I'm going to ask you that again at the end and see how this very humble answer compares. But thanks a lot, Matt. I'll see you. Take it easy. Are you going to rest for a while?
Yeah, I'm going to be here for at least 4 hours. Kind of wait for it to get cool. 4:30 or so, somewhere around there, I'll take off.
Did you stay in Squinton last night?
I did. Well, I got there this early morning. I got there at 4 in the morning.
So. And are you stopping mostly to avoid the heat, or are you trying to just give them a rest before you start through the pass?
I'm trying to avoid the heat. It's just going to get warmer and warmer and warmer. And when it's like this, 5 degrees going up makes a huge difference. I mean, it's just, you can just see that team just kind of wilt. You know, they're like a car with no antifreeze in the radiator.
And how was the trail coming in this morning?
I don't think I've ever seen it better.
Really?
I mean, it's certainly one of the best trails ever. So, yeah. I mean, it's the Iditarod Trail, but boy, it's pretty good shape.
Not too tore up from snow machines or anything like that?
No, it's like this. It's a firm base, you know, so which is great for them, you know, especially with these temperatures.
For somebody like you that's done this so many times, do you feel the difference between 14 and 16 dogs?
I wouldn't mind 16. I know there's two different camps on that issue, but I really like running with 16 dogs and stuff. So I just think, you know, it's, I'm not quite understanding why they went down to 14 myself. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but anyway.
How do you feel going through, I mean, with a supercharged team through the, I mean, it sounds like they put in a bunch of ice bridges and it's going to be as tricky and technical going through the pass as ever.
It always is. It always is. You just got to be ready to be game on and not be sleepy. So.
How are you going to do that?
How am I going to do that?
Yeah,
I'm going to try to take an hour nap here.
Out here, just in the sled bag, or
yeah, I may
inside?
Lay down with them, or I guess there's a little cabin over there we can get in if we want.
But you don't have like a Jim Lanier body exoskeleton system for the
no.
gorge?
Yeah. No. No. My head hits a tree. It's what's going to happen.
All right. Well, I hope you make it out in one piece. Thanks
yeah,
a lot,
hey,
man.
Thanks.
Take care.
That was Jesse Royer, Matt Hall, and Linwood Fiedler at the Rainy Pass Checkpoint talking with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. Stay tuned for a full episode of the Iditapod.